So the learning today should be discussing Ilan Ishmael Satiris Chaver Chaim Elos Vinchim Shinarye and his chus for an Ilan Ishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim and Achim Ben Tzion. It should also be his chus for a Rafu Shlema for Chaim Doi Ben Minarach Lchanalei Vashen Garoch and Abadati Ben Peril and his chus for all those in Makam Sakan in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we will learn today the topic of Hanahaga, the topic of demeanor, how a person is supposed to conduct himself with regards to others. He says, Kal Adam Tzarech Liyo Yisloi Hanahaga Toiva. Every person is required to have a good demeanor. So how you interact with people is not the same for your young children as it is with your older children, as it is with your spouse, as it is with people who work for you. Because you have to have a different type of demeanor with the young kids. You know, the young kids, you can't get as upset with them. They get easily traumatized. They can't handle as much criticism. Maybe the older kids need a little bit more kick in the pants. Your wife is a different level, a different type of sensitivity in the things that you say and the way that you act. So you have to always know, depending on who you're dealing with, there's a different way to act. He says, especially if you are someone who's in a position of authority over the tzibur, so you have to be very careful. For example, you're a rav, you're a president of a shul, you're a gabbai. You have to know how to act based on the circumstances, and based on the standing and understanding of the people that are in your community. You always have to have an abundance of patience. And you have to have this equilibrium of demeanor to act as the circumstances demand, meaning you have to be able sometimes to be a little bit harsher, sometimes to be a little bit lighter, sometimes to be a little bit more understanding, and sometimes to be a little bit more demanding, depending on what the circumstances require. He says, people who manage cities or manage facilities, he says, based on how smart they conduct themselves, that's how well it's going to flourish. So not to pick on anyone here, but people here who have nursing homes. So each nursing home is almost a mini community. And the person running the facility, it basically sets the tone. And the truth is, I'm picking on a nursing home, but the truth is, it's true at any job. There's a concept of tone at the top. Whatever tone at the top you set, if you set that you're going to let anything go and people can take advantage, guess what? People are going to take advantage. And if you set a tone that I'm going to draw a line in the sand and I'm not going to allow certain things, and you're going to hold people accountable. So then that's the anhaga that gets passed down. So this tone at the top, which is true, he says it's true for cities, but it's true really for any entity that you're talking about. The imshafilu im yia dabar umane gadol, even if you have someone who is a very good speaker, lo yuchal latzei sidei chavasai, he can't fulfill his duties, that everyone in the city or everyone in the facility or everyone in the business is going to be happy with you. You're never going to make everyone happy 100% of the time. He says, and a great example that I love, even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't satisfy 100% of the people. There were people that critiqued Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. You basically serve the majority. And as the rabbi says many times, you're going to have those that love you and those that hate you. And you try to just make sure that at least the ones who love you outnumber those that hate you. But at any point in time, anything you do, any decision you make is always going to upset some and please others. And then you're going to have a lot of people in the middle that are just going to go whichever way the wind blows. The gadol ledavar liyoshamei le'etza, something that will help you in this matter is to always shamei le'etza, always take advice. Listen to smart people. Ki mar be'etza mar b'chachma, the more advice you get, the smarter you'll be. U'sishua b'roiv yoyetz. And a Yeshua, a salvation comes through getting a lot of advice. The Gadar Sheini, so that's number one, is ask for advice, ask for smart people. The Gadar Sheini, liyos masan, masan, choshev, machshavas, liyos asanayla. Something is to be very deliberate. He says, masan, masan, very deliberate. Before you do an action, think through the consequences. Think how it's going to impact people and try to anticipate what might come. And consider the possibility so that you can pick the proper path ahead. So that no takala, no mess up comes, or anything improper. As far as the third thing is, to rely in this matter, which is more than, which is above all else, that you should ask Hashem, and pour out your soul in front of Hashem, that Hashem should guide you with proper counsel, because at the end of the day, you need siyata dishmaya in anything you do to be successful. So number one is to ask smart people for advice. Number two is to think very carefully before you make a decision. And number three is to daven and ask for siyata dishmaya. Ki elu dvarim she'en lehem shir. These are things that have no shir. Lo'ichol adam v'lo'ichol ha'itim shavais. Not every person, not every circumstance is the same. V'lachin tzarech she'e chafam meva mitaita. Therefore, you have to try to be a smart person to figure out in each situation the proper way to act. You can have the same shiloh, but the way it's asked in two different settings, you give two different answers again to the same exact shiloh, depending on how it's asked. And therefore, you have to know each situation what to do. And if you don't want to rely on your own acumen, your own understanding, you don't feel like you know what how to act in each situation. How should you act? In other words, I don't know. Should I approach someone? Let's say someone wrongs you and you don't know, or someone comes over to you and you could tell the guy's in a grumpy mood and you don't know. Should I say hello to him? Should I not say hello to him? Should I give him advice? Should I not give him advice? How should I interact with someone? And I don't know. And obviously, not in every situation can you stop and call the Rav. And I'm speaking now on behalf of the Rav. Please don't stop in every situation and pick up the phone and call the Rav. Okay. But how should you act? What's a good, just a good default default mindset is the rakus upanim soich, gently with a smiling face and sweet words. That usually will do the trick. Again, gently with a smiling face and sweet words. Especially in these generations, where chutzpah is so great, even by young children, that they don't take rebuke very well. You need a soft tongue to break through anger. If you do this, maybe your words will be heard. You'll become someone who's beloved above and pleased below, all your days. Hashem will not hold any goodness away. Someone who walks in, with him.